It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and Christine Delaney, who's the executive director of the Tibbetts Opera House, in the studio with us this morning, coming off the virtual auction, the 41st annual Tibbetts auction over the weekend. Again, no one really knew going into it how it was going to go, what people would react to it, but it ended up being a hugely successful auction for you guys.
I am just beyond excited. I mean, far better than we expected. I mean, like you said, we had no idea what people would think and whether they would show up online and whether they would bid online, and it all went beautifully. And thank you for being a part of it. You are a master host.
It was fun. And again, something a little different, but Dan and Darren did a wonderful job as far as the auctioneering part of it and then putting it all together. So, and I think there are actually now a lot of other organizations around looking at that as the blueprint of, oh, could we do something similar to that? So you guys kind of were the trailblazers in our community for that.
Kind of exhausting, but I think there's some things that we have taken away that we will continue to do. Most the reports for the silent bidding portion of it, everyone loved doing it that way, and we certainly were far more successful than we've been when we packed everyone into the basement and had them muscle through trying to get their bids in. Yeah. So that part of it actually might be here to stay.
All right, so let's look at the tail end of the year now for the Tibbetts here, and obviously most of the year you haven't been able to be open. You were open for Monster Fest at Halloween for the movie there, but at the same time, expenses continue, the building's still there, you've got staff and all that, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's a big building, and even if it's not in use, there's a lot of utilities that have to keep going. We are using the time for a lot of maintenance, but even those things cost money. So it's a perfect time to be doing some of those jobs that need to be taken care of, but it still requires the funds to keep that going. And of course, we are doing everything we can to keep the staff on and keep them busy, and you know, so we have cut our expenses tremendously. Summer theater, for instance, we were about 20% of what our normal expenses are for summer theater with the cutbacks that we made for this season. So a lot of things we're doing very, very streamlined as cheaply as efficiently as we possibly can.
Online, when folks were doing their bidding for the auction itself, there was the option there to make a straight donation or also to make a donation to the upgrades that are going on now for your sound and other technology, right?
Exactly. A few weeks ago, you had the announcement. We had the Michigan Council for the Arts, a capital improvement grant, $63,000. We have to match that $63,000, and it's a project that we do need to complete in this year. And while we do have some of the funds, we still, again, need to finish those. It's the perfect time to be doing that work if we can get the funds raised for it. And that is to upgrade the sound. We've been doing a lot of investment. The acoustics in that building are amazing, but we do recognize that people's needs and expectations are different, so we're trying to meet those demands. And so we have some additional investments that we need to make actually into the speakers and the sound system, and then also a lot of technical things on the stage end. A new psych would be fabulous, since ours is torn and weathered and stained, and it would be really nice to be able to replace something like that. We'll be figuring out the budget and what we can do.
Still some things happening in association with Arts Alive, the Chair Affair this fall.
That is still going on, and it will be held in the art gallery. So even in the COVID protocols, we can be very respectful and let just a few people in to see the art gallery exhibits. And I think we're looking at putting that online also so people can see those items from the comfort of their home.
And they can find out more information about that, how they can actually get an entry into the Chair Affair online at tibbetts.org. Thanks for the update. Christine Delaney, Executive Director of the Tibbetts, with us this morning on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.